Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. It's Tuesday, and I love Tuesday. You know why I love Tuesday? Because we always get the facts on somebody. I love listening to new music and some of my favorite music. So thank you to everybody who tunes in to the show. And if you have any requests or guests that you want to be on this show, you can hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, the Miss Goldie TU radio show page, and let me know. I love to find new artists and new people and new music. And speaking of new music, I'm just so loving this new Mike Moet song. I had him on the show last week, and if you missed it, you can always go back and listen to the On Demand episodes. Yeah. Big shout out to Mike Moe and Uncle Suede on that 10 Toes Down. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie TU radio show.
I love the gang team body, huh? Ruger. Avion gang, let's get it.
Easy, run the tune, pull it up, wheel it back. Them boy too chatty chatty, bad man to deal with that. Rude boy, why you deal with? You look a dead. Group assist to run your mouth. You can make me gun come out.
That noise.
Cause we ain't having that. Talking like that. Where I'm from, we get your cabbage crack. This the real deal. We don't play around with it. And we walk around with it. Ten toes down with it. Pimping what you said. Homie, watch your mouth.
I let them know my name. This is Ruger G. New York keeps approving me. People play a lot of games. I don't deal with none of that. You ain't talking money, homie. Ain't no need to come again. I'm trying to hit the club, dog. Trying to get the club popping. Club going crazy. I got something for the club. Dropping every hot girl. Dope boy. Every dog copping. G-Pass certified.
Supported by the Murder guy.
From BX to Queensbridge. Yeah, they know the kid. Ruger really on that type of time. You ain't noticed yet. Anytime you see me ride a high, yeah, I throw the set. 11 gang, team body.
Avion gang, hey,
that noise.
Cause we ain't having that. Talking like that. Where I'm from, we get your cabbage crack. This the real deal. We don't play around with it. And we walk around with it. Ten toes down with it. Pimping what you
you said? Homie, watch your mouth. You know how we give it up, these boys will lay you out. This the real deal, we don't play around with it. And we walk around with it, 10 toes down with
I'm a champion, I raise the tag, especially if you made me mad. Real quiet dude, but always on it, like to play the track. When it's time to ride, they realize he was a maniac. Since then, don't play with him.
Watch what you say to
him. Any goddamn with him, but Ruger, don't play, dog. Your only job is living life. You about to get laid off. The way I'm about to do the game, you think the rap was paid off. Yeah, I'm known to fix and fight, especially if the chips are right. You robbing you the wrong way, allow me to be Mr. Right. The way old boy looking's about to be some shit tonight. If he think he's Superman, tell fam I got the kryptonite. He might want to sit it down, believe me, he could get it now.
Get it on me, imagine it. Boys like bad man, but he ain't have no heart in him. In my cherry club, the boys off his margin. Nah, just a soldier, mind in a warrior.
That noise,
cause we ain't having that. Talking like that, where I'm from, we get your cabbage crack. This the real deal, we don't play around with it. And we walk around with it, 10 toes down with it. Pimping what you said, homie, watch your mouth. You know how we give it up, these boys will lay you out. This the real deal, we don't play around with it.
Yes, and that was Vin Keaton with Chocolate Kisses. I so love Vin Keaton's music. He is an amazing, amazing artist. Make sure you go follow him at Vin Keaton on Instagram and on SoundCloud. Yes. So coming up on the show, I got my girl DJ Sunflower. She has written a book called Beat Face, and I just love the book. I read the book. And it was like just really so raw. And I loved it. So she's going to be on the show in a little while talking about her book. And we're going to get the facts on Beat Face. Yeah. It's something that plagues so many people, domestic violence and issues that women have just being women. You know what I mean? So. On that note, here's my girl, Ella, with Booed Up, and we'll be right back with the Miss Cozy TV radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network.
stick y'all with minks. Y'all would think y'all was jinx with a month of bad luck. I'm not hunting. And guess who the duck? I'm out, man. You daffy like the Looney cartoon. But this ain't no cartoon. Clear out the room. I said, boy, try and learn the fundamentals here, son. Like the rooster and the chicken hawk, I teach about it. I place my money on one, I pull it out, you run. In front of your son, and both y'all is done. For God's sakes, what it gotta do to make a half a million? Must I run up in your building and go straight for the bank? Got the saran wrapped at the bottom of the tank? I know those tricks. Your supply is popping them. I know those. Give me those bricks. Now wild out.
Wild out. Take one to get y'all both. I'ma make sure I hit y'all close. And whoever's left guaranteed he getting it all. Cause this could've ran when I was licking at y'all. I get rap money plus I'm in the hood. And I ain't got no felonies. I'm good with crimes. Not all that with me, but I'm good with great with. I eat your face. And I got a hungry lawyer that'll eat the case. I used to cop so heavy that the block got mad. Then start calling up the cops like cabs. My 16s make go to the dorm. Lock in and work out, then come out in the morning. Wild out and just cause it's boring. Wild out.
Wild out.
And if it's beef, I'ma you and none of the swabs. Holiday style, screw the bars they rap. I let my bar your back, make you coughing out of your flats, and bring your ice to hell. Y'all f*** around this album, I'll do life in jail. And if you under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. You hate it, going while he taking it. So when the cops come and get him, he'll be making them sick. So they can feel how I feel, I had a probable cause. You know that happens, you don't follow the boss, follow the rules. Kids get followed to school, and the thug ball your boo. Target practice was a horrible view. It's f***ed up what tomorrow could do. And these feel soft for who? Till we put you in the dirt, we ain't parting with you. Wild out.
Wild out.
Millennium, millennium, money making plenty. You hear that? LOX, LOX, we here, we here, we here, we here.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. I want to give a big, big super shout out to Sinasia and Jaywan. They graduated from Clark, Atlanta yesterday. And it was an amazing thing to see so many young African-American children, young adults graduating from college. And, you know, not just only congratulations to them, congratulations to all the graduates, everybody who's graduating from high school, kindergarten, middle school, college. Keep going. Just keep going. That's what life does when you set yourself up for good things. And I played the LOX because we had an awesome, awesome time last night at Tongue and Groove. Shout out to Obi the promoter. It was hosted by Jadakiss. And it was a lot of celebrities in the building and a lot of college graduates in the building. And it was just amazing. And to see a lot of my people from Yonkers. And it was a beautiful thing. And I had a very, very good time. So shout out to Tongue and Groove. Nice club. I must go back again. I got to stir it up now.
I gotta hit y'all with my girl, Remy. You know a new song that I really, really like? Cardi B and J-Lo. Shout out to DJ Khaled. He's like the master of putting together collaboration hits. Is awesome. Here's my girl, Remy Ma, with Melanin Magic. And I'll be right back.
North glow body looking like cinnamon. I'm running right now. I think I pulled a ligament. Fashion killer, a liar assassin. Vet mom villain, Balenciaga bastard. Got that melanin magic. Brown skin popping. Always fly. I stay in a cockpit. I want it. I cop it. Open the door, then lock it. Hey, time for me to touch the city. Stop. It's not fake. I could show you how to move in a room full of hoaches. He met me and now he don't even know bitches. I see you be on IG. I'm thick, you sick, damn, you need an IV. Show me your ID, cause I don't know you chick. You scared the heights, no, then jump off my dick.
You're my pretty brown eyes.
But we more like Belly, Tommy, and Keisha. Gave you TLC, you wanna creep and poured out my whole heart to a piece of shit. Man, I thought you would've learned your lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing who knows. But you lies, chilling poolside. Two lies, I could've did what you did to me to you a few times. But if I did decide to slide, find somebody, let him hit, you would've been pissed. But that's not my MO, I'm not that type of. And karma for you is gonna be who you end up with. Don't make me sick.
Man, baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah. My heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me.
guess you acting out now, you got an audience. Tell me where your mind is, drop a pin, what's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate. Tell me, this love's got you this f***ed up in the head. You want some random f***ed up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not though, it's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the n***a I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt is gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you, so I cannot give a f***. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings can melt. Cause you don't care about a thing except your damn self. You made me sick.
Man, baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine, is yours. I want you to live your life, of course, but I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah. Heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, yeah. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's, you know. I said, I'm living my best life. I said, I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned all my L's and my lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli. Nita, little Caesar pizza, I be hot and ready. You a and a rat, you like Tom and Jerry. You ain't ballin', you just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash, cash, hit the take, yeah, I hit the race, hit the dash, dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's the hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they stink these mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I said, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
You don't like money, I can see it in your eye. You don't like winning, I can see it in your tie. Better be careful with these women when you trickin', sendin' flies. She count money in her sleep and she don't never spend a night. But she trappin' and she had to make it happen for her life. Don't be mad because she having sh- you had it your whole life. We had baggage on our flights, we had badges on our... You got passes in your life. You had gadgets on your bike. Got work magic, got work magic, got work magic in my life. And that guava like Ayala, cause that bag just fixed my life. And y'all know good and damn well I don't want no champagne. But can we please get some more champagne? Please no Andre G like Von Che. Reach like Ron James. Pep talk from Yonsei. Remember my hands had ash like Pompeii. Now they hold cash, won't peak like Dante.
I told y'all I'm living my best life. I told y'all I said, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dreams pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I said I never had a problem showing y'all the real me. Hair when it's f***ed up, crib when it's filthy. Way before the deal me, strip to pay the bills me. Before I fix my teeth, man, those comments used to kill me. But never did I change, never been ashamed. Never did I switch, stories stay the same. I did this on my own, I made this a lane. Y'all gotta bear with me, I've been through some things. Went from small apartments to walking red carpets. Pissy elevators,
Now every dress is tailored.
This some real life fairy tale, been the relish. I got further than them said I will ever get. And that only goes to show that only God knows. I took pictures with Beyonce, I'm in mama nose. I'm the rose that came from the concrete and the rose. I'm like gold, man, I'm toast and I'm floating, hey.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I said I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friend. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip filling up his life, girl. Dreams filling up his life, girl. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least I wear them dressed like skirt, skirt. Going down right now, skirt, skirt. Jamie Foxx in your town like skirt, skirt. Money piling up and all the blessings coming down.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. Big shout out to my girl Cardi B out there living her best life. And big shout out to Alan Ritter for producing that track right there. From Fire, Fire, Fire. So, like I told you, we're going to get the facts on my girl DJ Sunflower and her new book. I'm so excited for her. DJ Sunflower.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey there.
Hey, thank you for being a guest on the Miss Goldie TU radio show. It is my pleasure to have you on the show. I always do a little introduction of my guest, DJ Sunflower, Atlanta DJ, and we have done events together and we're in an organization together. And I just love her energy. I love her daughter. And we always have a good time, right?
Yes, we love you too. We always have a great time.
Yes.
Always.
Tell us about this book, Beat Face. And I want you to start with, first off, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, a Beat Face is about a time in my life where I was with somebody who physically, sexually, and sexually assaulted me, and we were in a relationship together.
Right.
So, what it does is it explains the narcissist and codependent relationship that women have, and even men have, with their abusers. And it talks about that time in my life. You know, I go into a lot of deep detail about the things that happened to me at the hands of that individual.
Right.
What prompted
I read the book.
I was standing. Were you ready?
I said I read the book, and the depth of the, you know how people, they, you read a book, but it don't really bring you to those times in those situations. Like your book brought me, like I could have been there with you on those days. Like you, it brought me right to those moments and how you felt at those times. And I can't really honestly say I'm a book reader. I don't really read people. I don't really read books. But I'd rather watch the movie or somebody tell me the story, right? So, but I did not put that book down. I loved it.
A lot of women, a lot of women and men have told me the same thing. I was just grateful that I was able to get my story across in a manner that was not necessarily relatable, but people could feel it. So, like,
right.
Even if you have never been a victim of domestic violence, it shed a lot of light into the questions that people ask women about why they stay or why they don't leave or
right
or why they want to be with this person, why they love them. So it took a lot out of me, but I think I did my best to be able to try to explain the situation.
Yes, you definitely did explain the situation and the aspect that you saying that you wrote it in. That's definitely what it was. You could feel it. It was answering the questions. And basically it was like, okay, so how did you...
Someone like me is stupid. Yeah. Oh, he keep blacking your eye and knocking your teeth out or doing things to you and you still stay there. But the book goes into detail about why I stay and probably why
right.
a lot of women stay.
Right. It definitely did. And then it also can make you evaluate your situation and give you strength to say, okay, this, like, people can find themselves in that book on some sort of page. If you didn't go through this part, you might have went through this part, and you might have went through the part of how you escaped all of that, and it's like inspirational at the same time.
I'm just thankful to still be here.
Right.
I'm thankful that I was able to help other people because at first it started out as therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to like share it with the world. But I was putting up little excerpts. And then people was like, oh, I want to read this. Like, is this a book? What is this? And I was just like, well,
right.
I'm really just expressing my feelings. And that's how the book kind of just came along. It just came together in that manner by me expressing myself on various social media platforms.
Right. I love it. So, not just about the book, tell everyone the other things that you do, because you're not just an author, you're not just a DJ. It's other things that you do, and I want you to tell us about that.
I'm an advocate for domestic violence as well. I help women to find shelter and safe places. I'm writing other books now, some nonfiction. Started writing movies and some plays. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of took me to a whole nother plateau. I'm an accountant. And I do graphics and websites. I tried to take a cue from Warren Buffett. He said, yeah, 7 ways to make some money, then you'll be a millionaire. But it's what it goes with it. It's got to be
right.
consistent. Like the money has to come from all 7 at all times. So
7 steady streams of income.
You're right. So I try to stay on my grind to get to where I need to be.
Right. Keep fighting. So I want you to give the information on, before I bring my sister on the line, I have my sister Addie on the line calling from Pennsylvania. But before I bring her on the line, I want to make sure that you give out all the information on how to purchase the book, how to find you, how to hire you. Give them all your information.
I'm everywhere as Sunflower the DJ. So it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm Sunflower the DJ, and that's T-H-E, it's no particular, no special spelling. It's Sunflower the DJ. You can find the book on Amazon, or you can go to my website at djmfsunflower.com, and that's djmfsunflower.com. You can purchase the book through there, through Amazon. The Amazon links are there. It makes
yes,
it kind
and
of
I'm
easier
telling
to find it on Amazon.
It's a really good book. And sometimes you want to share a book with somebody, but I'm not sharing my book with nobody because I want everybody to buy their own book. So, but it's a book worth sharing and worth telling people about and purchasing. Trust and Believe. And I can't wait till you write these other books too. You're going to have me back reading books. So I'm going to bring my sister Addie.
You know, that's the plan. That's definitely the plan. Because I want, you know,
to get people back reading books.
To go back to read it.
Right. Because I really don't.
And I want young ladies, you know, I want them to read too. Because, you know, they say if they want to hide something from us, put it in a book.
Put it in a book.
So for me, it's okay. Let me, I mean, the dialogue that I use is the same way that most of us speak with one another or when we're speaking with friends.
It is. So, and I was going to ask you about that too. Like, what made you chose to write it in that format? Because of that?
I wanted it to be like where I was having a conversation with the reader.
Right.
Not just, it, you know, so, and I know there are things that I would have asked somebody had I have not been in that position. Because I, you know, you,
right.
Before I was ever in a domestic situation, I was just like, ain't no dude finna hit me. You hit me, it's
right.
Gonna be XYZ until you get hit.
Right. That is the God's honest truth. I got my sister Addie on the line. Hey, Addie.
Hey, how you doing, sis?
Hello.
Say hi to DJ
how
Sunflower.
How you doing,
Sunflower?
How you doing,
so
Ms. Sunflower?
I know you've been on the line.
I want to say congratulations for you getting out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I know you've been on the line listening. Give us a little bit of your story in regards to, you know, what we're talking about in domestic violence and the whole advocacy situation.
Like so many women, like the Sunflower, I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and which led to the death of my abuser, my husband. And with that, it sent me to prison for 7.5 years. I'm here today to tell the story. And with that, it allowed me to dismantle who I was or who I thought I was to become who I am today, representing in the CEO of Addie, Adverting Diversity Through Dreams, Integrity, and Excellence, where I now assist families of homicide, suicide, domestic violence, bullying, as well as natural disasters here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you. And it stems from the abuse that I suffered.
Right. So sometimes when we go through things, we don't go through things just for us. We go through things to help others. And sometimes we got to go through a little bit too much. But you two women are survivors who has took the things that you went through and built yourself even better and became even better people. And everybody don't get that opportunity. Some people don't survive it. Some people just lose their total life, just become drug addicts, lose their kids. It's just sometimes people's life just go downhill after being in certain situations. So I applaud you ladies because you have survived and you didn't only survive for yourself, you survived for all of us.
Yeah, because the statistics show that like 5 million women have died in the United States from domestic violence and intimate partner violence. The FBI
right.
says every 9 seconds a woman is physically or sexually abused by a man. So,
right,
it has to be, we have to do something to change that dynamic.
Right,
there are
that's
far
a big
too
number.
Many women who died, and there are far too many women who also go to prison for, I won't necessarily say retaliating against, but when in that moment and somebody is doing something to you, you never know what you may do to them. Because I actually tried to shoot my abuser, so I could have went to prison.
Right.
And I think that's what, like, most of us, I mean, with all action, there is a reaction. And it's whether we fight
Absolutely.
Or flight.
Absolutely.
And within any situation, anybody can say that they wouldn't or they would. However, in that situation, you would never know unless you get there. And most of us been there, and most of us won't speak about it because of the pride.
Right.
You don't want nobody pointing fingers or judging you or whatever the situation. Or why would you be, like she said, why would you be or stay in a situation? Well, how can I get out of the situation?
Like, or people just literally don't believe you. Like, I have been standing in front of somebody with a black eye, and they didn't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I mean, what other proof do you, you know?
Right.
It's hard to go to the police. It's even harder if you have children with the person. Because, you know.
And then most times when we go to the ones that we want to go to, they're not mostly available because they don't understand. And that's where most of our problems is to where we don't listen to understand. We listen to talk and to respond. So we lose the most focus and vital point of wanting to really assist where it counts. So we leave that out. And it becomes not the victim ignorance, but the ignorance of the ones who we went to seek the help from, which is the police, which is other types of organizations that really don't have the experience. They just go in there because of the, it sounds good.
Right.
While we're looking bad.
Right.
We just looked at differently. Honestly, we just looked at differently. And you know, and then it kind of boggles my mind sometimes too how other women will blame the victim. Well, you shouldn't have,
right.
or you should have. It's, okay, well, let somebody punch you in the head, and then you tell me how you feel about it. You know?
Right. Or what you going to do about it, and you can't even beat this person.
Right. Or they'll ask you, well, what did you do, as if something that I did or a victim did warranted being hit.
Right.
But I believe the best recovery from it all is to never give up on oneself.
Mm-hmm.
Even going through the situation,
right.
you still have to look deep down inside and be like, I know I don't deserve this. And I am who I'm destined to be. And it's not going to tear or disrupt my process of me being that woman, that
yes.
strong woman. Because you have to be strong to endure as much as you endure with the abuse. And if you can get through that, you can get through anything.
Exactly. The getting through it and getting your life together is the hardest part.
The recovery
absolutely.
Part.
I walked away with what I the clothes I had on my back and not a dollar in my pocket.
And I walked away with handcuffs on. And came out 7.5 years later to nothing but what I had on my back. And God is good, because he saved me that day when it could have been me and my children, the whole entire family. But I came out stronger, not just like Goldie said, not just for myself, but for all these other families and women.
Absolutely.
If they could see me and me making it with 6 children, and 18 grandchildren, then they know
wow.
they can get some type of hope within themselves and recover gently, just like I have.
Yes.
Right. Yep. I love it. Survivors.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. And then on top of that, leave all of your children. I'm sorry that you had to endure this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But today I'm not.
No, not today.
Because I might not have taken this role right here. I may not be on here telling my story to where the next woman could get enough courage to bounce back. So when I used to be sorry
right.
for myself, I found grace and humbleness to be, okay, I can accept this because it's done and over with, and look at me now.
Right.
All glory goes to God for that.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm just glad that, like you said, that I was able to help other people, other women and children.
Right.
Because it's hard. And I don't think people really realize, like, literally how hard it is.
Yeah.
And how, and like you said, how strong you have to be in order to be able to endure that type of situation.
We walk around black and blue every day, no matter what the hit comes from. But when we flush with those kinds of blows right there, they say that it heals, but you still hold on to that. And that's part of the growth process. How am I going to rebuild that? How am I going to bandage that?
I lost a lot of teeth. Like, I lost a lot of teeth during my situation. So, like, and I've had them replaced and things like that. But, like, I've had to struggle with that, too, because, like, for about six to nine months, I didn't have any teeth in the front of my mouth. So I had to walk around with no teeth. And people look at you differently when you don't have teeth in your mouth.
Right.
And then people say things. And then it's just like, you've already gone through enough. And then you have
they re-victimize you out of ignorance. They re-victimize us out of ignorance.
Yes. I mean, at times
I look at my situation and I be like, there's so many other things that I'd rather have endured instead of me abandoning six children.
Well, you didn't abandon them. You didn't have no other choice.
No, right. It's not like you just walked away and said, I don't want to be with these children. It's what happened in the moment. And it just so happened to be that way. But now you are back with your six children. You have 18
yes, ma'am.
Grandchildren. You got enough babies for all of us.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm enjoying every last one of them. I pull every last one of them in the parents. And I'm loving it.
I love it. I only have one.
God said you are blessed when you are able to see the grandchildren. So I didn't see just one. I see 18. I'm super blessed.
Absolutely.
Yes, I love it. We just turned this into such a girl conversation, and I love it so much.
Yes,
we did. I am going to always.
Very informative.
I'm
going
to always. To get your organizations out there, to get y'all, whatever y'all doing, I'm going to do whatever I can to push it, promote it, like it, share it, whatever it is, because that's what we need to be here one for another, not just when it only applies to you or you got something to do with it, that you supporting it and sharing it is, you know, that word needs to be out there. That support needs to be out there. And I'm loving being a part of the process for both of you women. And
thank you.
I'm always
and thank you again, Miss Sunshine.
You said what?
I'm glad to have you as a friend.
Yeah.
I know, I appreciate
amazing.
You.
Amazing. She's been my friend, my sister for over 30 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Right. And I see you
don't have sisters and friends that long. So that is a
at all. At all. And we still right. strong.
Dang.
Still strong.
We can't
strong.
Old.
Yes.
Now you done told my sister I ain't 25.
I make 45 look amazing.
45 is amazing, I tell you. It is amazing. It is like, You just know where you trying to go and where you came from. It's like as an age spectrum, I think this is supposed to be like the middle of our life. To where you done made a lot of stupid mistakes. You done learned from stuff. You getting your life together. You're starting to build have a real foundation so you could get through the other part of your life.
Mm. Yes.
Is what you mean.
When you at the age where stuff just starts shifting.
I haven't quite made it to 45 yet. I've got some ways to go. However, I am surrounded by other good women.
Praise God.
Who helped me to get into position to have a great foundation and to continue to push forward. Because I got two little eyes that look back at me that has to be taken care of, that needs stability, it needs comfortability and compassion and love and understanding. So I'm blessed to be around a good core group of women to help me move into that good space.
Right. That's what we're supposed to do, empower and be around people that will empower you, people that will tell you the truth and know how to tell you the truth. Some, you know, you got people that's destructive, they're not happy to offer you to make you better. I heard somebody say before, if you're the most important person in your circle or you're the smartest person in your circle, you're in the wrong circle.
Hey,
you're not supposed to be
like that.
You're supposed to be like, if we want money, we need to start hanging with people that got money. If we want to be smart, we need to start hanging with people that's smart. Or if we want to be good parents, we need to hang with good parents. Some of that stuff gonna rub off.
and that's what you do. You know, don't be unevenly yoked. That's not just with marriage. But it's also with other relationships that you have with people.
Right.
That's right.
Because if the people around you aren't helping you to grow, then you're absolutely right. You don't need to be around them, because you'll stay stagnant, or you'll start to lose, or you'll lose your motivation, your power, your drive.
Tell me about it.
You'll have to be around other powerful people who want to do things. Because we, like you said, what is the thing? I've seen the quote before. If you hang around 9 broke people, you're liable to be the 10th.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I'm blessed that my circle has changed, and I got some really good people in my life that have been there, like she said, for 10 and 20 and 30 years, and I keep those good people in, and I ain't perfect to them and they ain't perfect to me, but we love each other unconditionally. I try to do that with my friends and family. I try to be unconditional. I can't judge nobody on who they are or what they are or how they act, because I don't act all right all the time. So it's like, I can't knock nobody for who they are, where they came from, what they choose to do, or nothing. Only thing I can do is just be a positive source to them, or be the realest person that they know, because we need that in our life. We need real people. We don't need people. We got enough smoke being blown up our ass for us to be not real, right, and loyal and loving to each other.
That's right.
We don't
need church, lady. Preach. Mama be proud of us right now. Shout out to Mama Miss Cooper, Marie Cooper. I love it. I know she online listening in.
Yes. So DJ Sunflower and Addie, I just want to thank you ladies so much for being a guest on my show. And I just want to thank God for your life, your health, and your strength, that y'all pushed through. Like, y'all pushed through. And y'all still pushing through and you dragging other people through. Keep dragging people. Keep helping.
We got to come together.
Right. I love it. I got chills all over me because I just see y'all missions. Like, y'all missions is so, like, it just, I always tell Addie stuff like this. And it's like, I could see the growth and the growing before, like, y'all in a process that is going to lead to something so major. Every time I see her get an award or some kind of acknowledgement or some kind of something, it's like, yes, she started off it one thing. Like, you started off your book being for healing for you. That book going to be best-selling everywhere. I'm going to see you on the, TV with that book.
That's right.
And all the other books and the plays and the plays and stuff, all the writing that you're doing, and you can count your own money.
After coming from a certain place and space, I wasn't really quite sure that I could work, you know, totally for somebody else and do 40 hours in a place. But I find myself doing 80 hours in my own space, which is wild within itself. But I'm happy with it, and writing has always been one of my strong suits. So I'm upset. I kind of got mad at myself at first that I didn't capitalize off of writing at first, not the Beat Face story, but the other books. But everything happens, then I realized everything happens in its due time, and God places you in a certain position and a place to do things in his timing, in the right timing.
Right. Exactly. And this, you never know. It's like an artist. You might create a lot of songs, but it might be that one song that break you out there, and now people want to listen to all your other songs.
Right.
So it's like you broke out with that one book, even though it might not have been your first book or your only book, but that's the book that's going to wake everybody up to you as the author. I love it. I love it so much. Sisters working hard.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
You as well. And we have to connect. We really have to come together. Our purpose is the same. Our mission is the same. So we have to not just keep it there, but move the chapters around.
Yes, indeed. So we definitely have
to. You got to get Sunflower out to Pennsylvania to one of your events or something like that where she can sell her book.
Of course. Yeah, we're going to get on that. If it's okay, whether Goldie, you know, share our information and stuff like that, way I can be able to get you here.
Yes.
Get you here, yes.
What happens when we work together?
We'll come. Me and I drag Goldie with me. Make her get in the car. Come on.
Yeah, I've been trying to get her here so she can drag people with me.
I'm gonna drag her with me, so we'll definitely make sure we get together to do that. So I can make her get the car, and we can road trip.
That's right,
road trip.
That's right.
I'm loving it. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. Got my girl Addie, my girl DJ Sunflower. If you missed this episode, it was so dope. But all you have to do is go online and go to On Demand Episodes, and you can listen to it. Or I'm pretty sure you can go to my Facebook page, and it will be there. And make sure that you tune in next Tuesday and every Tuesday at the same time, same place. You never know who we might be getting the facts on. So thank you for joining us. And you ladies have a wonderful, wonderful night. Thank you so much. This was so exhilarating.
Love and blessing and excellence to us all.
Many blessings to you both. And I'll be talking to both of you all soon.
Yes, ma'am.
Later.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.